This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The perils of climate change and stagnant global capitalism are the subject of an address at Western Michigan University this week. Coming up, I'll talk with journalist, author, and professor Christian Parenti. But first, a new campaign has been launched in Kalamazoo County to end stigmatizing people with mental illness, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse problems. Joining us to discuss the Look Beyond campaign are Michelle Hautrau, Project Director for Kalamazoo RAPS with Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, Amy Helmuth, Family Support Partner Supervisor with KCMHSAS, and Michael Parker, who is a member of the Kalamazoo Community Health and Substance Abuse Services Consumer Advisory Board, as well as the Look Beyond Campaign Social Marketing Advisory Committee. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So why was it decided that such a campaign is needed?
Well, as a group, we came together and held five different focus groups in our community, and we heard overwhelmingly from youth all the way up to adults, parents and caregivers, that stigma has a huge impact on their lives and the lives of their extended family and friends. And so one of our decisions as part of having this Kalamazoo RAPS expansion grant was that we would have the funding to be able to launch at that time called an anti-stigma campaign. As the groups got together and really started talking about it, we decided we didn't even really want to call it an anti-stigma. We want to call it a stigma-free campaign. And the title of it actually came out of the focus groups. A lot of the words of the people were they wanted others to look beyond their diagnosis and see them as a whole person, see all of them, not just their symptoms or not just to judge them and maybe judge them on one of their worst days, but to really be able to look beyond all that and see the whole person. So we're super excited about being able to launch this campaign and join lots of others in our community who are also working on it. So we're certainly not the only group working on it, and we really want to partner with lots of other folks out in the community who are also working on making sure we really do reduce and decrease stigma in Kalamazoo.
Who else is working on it? Can you give us an idea?
Yeah, so far we've been able to partner with the Recovery Institute folks as well, and their power group is a group that's been working on this issue for, I think it's almost 20 years now, as well as Outfront Kalamazoo is another group that's really been working on trying to decrease stigma. And then we also, there's been a fairly new effort as far as providing mental health first aid in our community. And that's really trying to make sure that mental health first aid is just as common as taking a regular first aid class or a CPR. I really try to make sure that everyone in the community understands more so that we can decrease the stigma around mental health challenges and those who are having challenges. So if you see someone out in the community that you wouldn't be frightened or maybe judged, but you would be able to know what to do and how to ask the person if they need help and how to solicit help. So we also have a lot of people working on that as well within the community.
Let's talk about that just a little bit more.
Sure.
That sounds interesting because I think a lot of us have heard of the idea of, you mentioned a mental health CPR. I mean, the idea of CPR is you find someone choking or you find someone in a state of cardiac arrest or something like that you would know what to do. Most of us may not even recognize that someone is truly having an issue with mental illness at a particular moment. Is that part of what you're trying to do there, is just get people to understand that when they're looking at something, what they may be seeing is mental illness?
Absolutely. You may be seeing someone who's in distress versus if you just were to judge what their outward signs are, maybe what they're verbalizing or what they're physically doing. You might add some judgment. You might be afraid. And it's really about trying to provide enough information that if you see someone that maybe your first question is, what can I do to help? Or ask them, how can I help? And look at the situation. And then part of first aid as well is being able to, how do you kind of do the quick triage until you can call a professional in? So same thing like when we all dial 911, you're still a first responder. You're still there trying to do what you can. So the same thing with mental health first aid is how can we help one another and have our first instinct be to ask, how can I help, versus just judging?
What are some other things that will happen with this campaign? I mean, what can people look for in the community? What might they hear? What might they see?
I know that right now going on, we've got a book display at the Kalamazoo Public Library that will happen until the end of the month. And again, it's just a great way to share some awareness, some education for the community, different books that highlight individuals with different kinds of disabilities or that talk about what it is like to have a disability. So that's one thing. What else have we got going on? Lots of stuff. Michael?
I'm an artist and a musician. I play bass guitar and I hope to one day contribute to ending stigma in Kalamazoo through my artwork and music, and to raise awareness of, you know, you're not alone in Kalamazoo to, you know, come out. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Are people still afraid to ask for help? I mean, there seems to be a little more discussion now than there was maybe, you know, 10, 20 years ago. But are people still sometimes reluctant to step forward and say, you know, I'm dealing with some stuff?
Yeah, I go out and I see people on the streets, and most of them are homeless and stuff like that. They're at the gospel mission or at the drop-in, you know, and these people could benefit from services or whatnot. And if they just put their foot forward and ask for help, and they can achieve what I've achieved. If I can achieve something, they can achieve something.
Explain what you mean by that a little bit, if you could. I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, growing up in Kalamazoo, back in those days, mental health was in the dark ages, and I was in various environments where, you know, kids were, you know, being mistreated by a staff at these psychiatric establishments or vice versa. In my case, I had to deal with teachers that were kind of strict, and I don't do well under strict teachers or whatnot. I like to, you know, learn as I go and stuff like that. And when I was a kid, you know, when all those multiple environments, what struck me the most was the music, because I have a huge record collection. And I have like 3 bass guitars in my possession.
Did you ultimately get a diagnosis?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, schizoaffective and bipolar. And I don't know what type of bipolar. They said it was unknown.
Did it take a while to even find that out, though, in your case?
Well, when I was little, I had hyperactivity. You know, I, you know, was real, you know, was one of those curious kids. Sometimes my curiosity always kind of got me in trouble.
What does it mean to someone to feel stigma?
It hurts. It hurts way deep inside, you know. You know, as a kid growing up, you know, if I displayed behavior, you know, I was excluded from the rest of the kids while everyone got to go on a field trip, and I was stuck somewhere behind, you know, doing whatever. But I was always very creative as a child, and I still dared to hope where there was no hope. Even when I myself didn't think there was no hope, but I still dared to hope that I would one day achieve what I said I was going to achieve as a child. I said I wanted to be a guitar player, and behold, I am a bass guitar player. I've been playing since 2005. And my artwork, you know, I went to school for it, and got a show coming up November 3rd at the Black Arts and Culture Center.
Maybe I can turn to Michelle on this question that I had, that I'm wondering, what does stigmatizing someone who might have a mental illness mean for the greater issue, the societal problems that come with it? If people are stigmatized and afraid to come forward, are we then making the problem of mental illness in our community worse?
Oh, absolutely. And we certainly then are marginalizing our most vulnerable, you know, people in our population. When we stigmatize it, it definitely is triggering that shame, and definitely discouraging people from seeking help. It also does, when people are stigmatizing, it's encouraging bullying, rejection, discrimination. And we really want to make sure that we are including everyone and showing everyone within our community that they're all, everyone's a valued member of our community, and everyone can contribute. That was one of the most exciting things about our event on the 17th, is we had 150 people attend, and it just gives me goosebumps even just talking about it right here, is the energy in the room and the acceptance and the love and the kindness was palatable. We had probably, I don't know, 20 different artists that presented their artwork. We had, I think, we ended up starting off, we were going to have 6 speakers, and it grew to, I think we ended up having, you know, 15 to 17 speakers, people that were moved and really wanted to get up and share a part of their story and share how this is helping them to feel more included, and empowering them as people. So it was beautiful, and that's what we want to do. We really want to make sure we're empowering all members of our community to be engaged and be connected.
Is this issue moving out of the shadows? I mean, is it something now that we, you know, maybe we have more radio interviews, and maybe there's a little more media coverage, and maybe a little more discussion about it than there used to be, Michael?
Well, back in 2007, we came up with a video called A Long Strange Trip, and that's like a precursor to what's going on right now as far as campaigning against stigma against mental illness or substance abuse or whatever walk of life you come from. So that's a spark, and the spark comes a flame, and hopefully it's a flame, you know, where all people can come together and come to a consensus. We're humans just like they are. You know, our blood is the same color. We're not subhuman, we're human.
That's 10 years ago. Do you see some differences now in terms of how much people are willing to discuss it?
Yes, I see a little. I see it as far as the event going at Look Beyond. There's a lot of people there, and it was real cool. That shows kids some might work there.
Does the fact that there can be more discussion?
Yes.
If there's more discussion, is there less stigmatization?
I believe so. Yes.
I think anytime we want to make a change, it starts with that awareness and education and recognizing that stigma affects whole families. And it's not always just the individual, but we have whole families that are completely isolated from their community because every time they go in their community, they're being judged and they're being told they don't belong. And so it's being aware of the idea that the labels aren't what's important. It's the human beings that are important, and that these are individual human beings, and they deserve a place in the community just like anyone else.
And they have a right to have the same services, the same quality of treatment, the same kind of, you know, education, jobs, whatever they want to do, to be who they are, free, you know.
Are people who are listening to this, is it likely that they may know someone or come in contact regularly with someone who may have some sort of mental health issue?
Yes.
Perhaps, it's being treated or is under treatment. I mean, is it the sort of thing where people probably have made acquaintances and whatever and don't realize that they know someone who's experienced this?
Absolutely, and the numbers really bear that out. So 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health diagnosis of some kind in their lifetime. 1 in 6 children is born with a developmental disability. And the numbers on substance abuse disorders, they're up there as well. So everyone that is listening knows somebody that has dealt with the stigma in their community around this issue.
And part of the awareness that we were talking about, too, is that sometimes with a mental health issue or a substance use or a developmental disability, you may not always see it, right? It's not like a broken arm. So that's part of it as well, is sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes it's just not able to see. So that's part of this awareness and looking beyond, too, is being open and being there to be accepting of someone. Because what you might see, you might not recognize as mental illness or a substance use challenge. But in fact, maybe.
So what's sort of the overall goal here? I mean, you know, maybe if we were to come back and have another conversation a year from now, what might be some things that you would hope that we could be able to say have been accomplished?
Well, I hope we can come back here in a year or so and be able to tell you that we have had a huge number of folks in Kalamazoo, number one, take the pledge. And with the pledge, we were really trying to outline some action steps that are fairly straightforward and easily achievable. And that really is listening to people who live with mental health, substance use, and or developmental challenges to gain understanding, educating yourself about these challenges by using community resources, like we talked about, taking a mental health first aid course, treating everyone as a valuable member of our community, speaking up for fair and respectful treatment of all people, getting others involved with a Look Beyond campaign, and last but not least, optimizing your own wellness. So those all spell out let's go. So it's really about taking this movement or this campaign into action and having them be steps that we all can take. They don't cost money. They're not expensive. They don't take a lot of your time. But they're things that do begin with having conversations and being open about talking about these issues.
Have you put a timeline on this? Do you have any idea how long this is going to run?
We're hoping it just keeps going on and on. But the actual funding that we have currently is for the next 2 years through the Kalamazoo Wraps expansion project. And that's funding through SAMHSA. But our goal is to really work hard over this next year to involve as many community partners as possible, because we want to be able to have this continue on well past the grant. We want it to be much broader and bigger than any grant and any short timeline of a couple of years. So that is our goal, is to build it and keep taking in community partners so that it can keep growing until it becomes something that we maybe even can take outside of Kalamazoo. It would be a great to come back to say, and we've decreased stigma so much in Kalamazoo that we're branching out into other places.
Across the nation, if hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, Amy, and Michael, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Michelle Hautrau is Project Director for Kalamazoo Wraps with Kalamazoo Community Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Amy Helmuth is Family Support Partner Supervisor for KCMHSAS. And Michael Parker, a member of the Kalamazoo Community Health and Substance Abuse Services Consumer Advisory Board, as well as the Look Beyond Campaign Social Marketing Advisory Committee. You can find links with more information about the Look Beyond campaign at WMUK.org.